Welcome, friends, to Inspirational Truths, a time for exploring truths from God's timeless book. My name is Todd Price. I believe that song and the message for today will be a blessing to each of you. So with that in mind, it is my privilege to introduce to you the founder of Inspirational Truths, my father, Tom Price.
Well, greetings, friends. My name is Tom Price, and I'm always happy to say it's Inspirational Truth time once again, and to greet you in the blessed name of Christ, my Savior. And oh, if He isn't your Savior, He can be. He wants to be, in fact. Luke 19:10 tells us He came to be, for the Son of Man has come to seek and to save that which is lost. But I'll tell you what, I know this from experience. It's better to be saved, to know your sins are under the blood, to know you're sealed by the Spirit, to know that your name's recorded in the Lamb's Book of Life, than not to know it. I'm telling you, friend, I'm talking with authority there because I've been lost. But thank God, now I'm saved. And I've been saved, like Debbie's going to sing right now, I've been saved by His grace. So you enjoy the song. I'll meet you in the book of 1 John, chapter 5, the Lord willing, right after the book of 2 Peter, right before the book of 2 John. Enjoy!
I was standing alone in the darkness. Jesus said, step in the light. He said that I could be justified if by faith I believe. My heart was so heavy, then the burden was lifted. Now free from guilt and shame, that's when I found mercy and grace. I found it in Jesus' name. Grace, grace, that's what I was after. I found grace when I met the Master. He took me in, gave me peace within. Now I'm saved by grace. No longer do I stand in the darkness. No longer a sinner am I. Freely He gave, so I could be saved. Peace and joy now abide. For all have sinned and come short of His glory. By His blood we're redeemed. I realize I've been set free by faith through His grace. Grace, grace, that's what I was after. I found grace when I met the Master. He took me in, gave me peace within. Now I'm saved by grace. For all have sinned and come short of His glory. By His blood we're redeemed. I realize I've been set free by faith through His grace. I have been saved by faith.
Right there. Thank you, Debbie. I'm saved by His grace, redeemed by His blood, washed in His blood. Oh, friend, listen. I'm redeemed by grace divine. Glory, glory. Christ is mine. Is He yours? Is He yours? He wants to be. And not only does He want to be, friend, He can be. And when He becomes that, you'll know it without a doubt. You'll know it without a doubt. I've opened my Bible to the book of 1 John, chapter 5, and I'm going to begin reading in verse 10. I'll read down through and include, I'll pick it up in verse 11, read down through verse 13. Listen to what the Word of God says. John said, this is the record that God hath given to us eternal life, and this life is in His Son. Now listen to that again. This is the record. It's God's record, by the way. John just recorded it for me and you. This is the record that God hath given to us who know Him, us who are saved, us who are washed in His blood, us who are sealed by the Spirit of God, us who have been redeemed. I could go on and on. You get the picture, don't you? Hey, listen now. He had given unto us eternal life. That record God had given to us eternal life, and this life is in His Son. Verse 12, He that hath the Son That's present tense. Hath is present tense. That's the here and the now. He that hath the Son hath life, meaning eternal life. That's the life that he just identified in verse 11. And that hath not the Son of God hath not life. If you're lost, sir, ma'am, if you've never met Christ as your Savior, never repented of your sin, never by faith received Him as your Savior, you're lost. You don't have life. You're living, but you don't have eternal life. You do not have eternal life. Oh, you're going to exist. There'll never be a time now that you are that you'll cease to exist, but you won't live. Listen, a lot of people said, well, we're going to live either in heaven or hell. No, we'll die in hell. We'll die if we go away from God's presence. We'll die if we don't meet Christ in this life as our Savior. We'll die for eternity paying for our sins, and we'll never get them paid for. That's what the Word of God says. He said the gift of God is eternal life, but He said the wages of sin is death. Isn't that amazing? He said in verse 13, now listen to this, these things have I written unto you that believe on the name of the Son of God, that ye may know that ye have eternal life, that ye may believe on the name of the Son of God. I'm going to talk to you today about this. I'm going to talk to you about a no-so salvation. Oh, I could use so many texts. I could have said hope so or no-so. I'm telling you, friend, I want to talk to you about a no-so salvation. A no-so salvation. I run into all kinds of people, and I imagine that you do too. I run into people, and look, I even used to believe this. I grew up in this society of hope-so Christians. Well, I don't know. Nobody can know. Nobody can know till you die. Can I tell you why? That's a hellish way to live. Can I tell you, friend, it's a shame to be saved. It's a shame to be a possessor of something and not know that you've got it. I'm telling you, friend, listen, the Word of God teaches, not T.K. Price. I'm just going to tell you what the Word of God says. The Word of God teaches that we, when we're saved by grace through faith, can know, we are to know, God intends us to know. He made it so that we can know according, if we had no other verse in the Word of God but 1 John 5:13, that's enough to convince me. We ought to know, we are to know, we can know, God wants us to know if we're saved that we are saved. We're saved by grace. We're saved by grace through faith. Just exactly what Debbie's saying about, hey, listen, a lot of people say, hey, are you safe? If I go to them and say, look, are you saved? You're on the way to heaven. You know if you die, you go in heaven. They say, oh, preacher, nobody can know that. Well, yeah, you can if you know the Word of God. If you quit listening to the traditions of men, if you quit following what man proposes and just simply listen to and accept and embrace what God has declared without a doubt for eternity, you can know too. Listen, can you know anything? Well, sure, you can know things. You can know where you live. You can know your age. You can know all kinds of things. You can know 2 + 2 = 4. You can know the distance to the moon. You can know the difference between day and night. You can know a ton of stuff. Why is it that people say, well, we can't know whether or not for sure we're saved until we die, stand before God in judgment? Here, He may either say, enter in, thou good and faithful, or depart from me, you work of iniquity. I never know you. Can I tell you something, friend? Listen, if you don't know you're saved in this life, bless God, you'll learn a stark reality in the next life. I used to live with a question mark over me as a Christian. I did everything I needed to do, everything I knew to do. In that, when I repented of my sin, I by faith received Christ as my Savior. That's what the Word of God says. The Bible says, if thou shalt confess with thy mouth the Lord Jesus, I did that. If thou shalt believe in thine heart that God has raised Jesus from the dead, I did that. The Bible said thou shalt be saved. And although I did those first two things, although I came to Christ, although I asked Him to forgive me, although I came with a broken spirit, a broken, a contrite heart, and asked God to save me, He did. I went away and said, well, I don't know if I'm saved or not. I hope so. And I lived a miserable life. Do you hear me? I had no security. I didn't know whether I was saved from one moment to the next, from one day to the next. But bless God, listen to what I want to tell you. When I stopped and listened to what man said and started taking what the Word of God said, it liberated me. It set me free. Thank God. I learned in the book of Ephesians chapter 1 verse 6 that because I put my trust and faith in Christ Jesus, I'm accepted in the Beloved. Hallelujah. What a wonderful, liberating thing that that is. Listen to what the Word of God says. Now look, I'm going to give you a lot of scripture. I'll never give you everything that I'd like. I don't have enough time. I'll never give you everything that's in the Word of God to give you. I'm not that smart, but I can give you a ton of things. This is what He said in the book of Romans chapter 5. And I'm just going to skip two or three verses of scripture and read the Bible said in verse 6, "For when we were without strength, in due time Christ died for the ungodly." He said in verse 8, "But God commended His love toward us, and that while we were yet sinners, Christ died for us." Look at verse 9. Much more then, being now justified by His blood, we shall be saved from wrath. Now listen, through Him. Look at verse 10. "For if, or since, or in light of the fact, when we were enemies, or when we were sinners, when we were dead and trespasses and sin, we were reconciled to God by His death, by the death of His Son." Watch this. "Much more being reconciled, we shall be saved by His life." You see the problem of a lot of people, friend. Listen, they come to Christ to get saved, and then they think from that point on they're saved by their life. But the truth of the matter is, listen, we cannot save ourselves. We cannot keep ourselves saved. Listen, there's nothing we can do to be saved. And only thing we can do to continue to be saved after we're saved is to trust Christ as our salvation. Listen to this. He died to save us. He lives to keep us. That's what the Word of God clearly speaks, clearly says. This is what Peter said. Oh, I love this. I love what Peter said in the book of 1 Peter chapter 1, verses 3, 4, and 5. Listen to what he said. I like this. He said, "Blessed be the God, the Father, the Lord Jesus Christ, which according to His abundant mercy hath begotten us again into a lively hope by the resurrection of Jesus Christ from the dead." Now listen, "to an inheritance incorruptible, undefiled, that fadeth not away." Now watch this. "Reserved in heaven for you." That's what verse 4 says. And that sentence, that verse ends with a period. Verse 5 starts and says, "You who are kept by the power of God through faith unto salvation, ready to be revealed in the last time." I'm telling you, friend, listen. God saves us and God keeps us. I mean to tell you, He saves us in light of our putting our faith and our trust in the life, the death, and the burial and resurrection of Jesus Christ. We're saved by His death. That's what the Word of God teaches. But now that He's died, He's resurrected. He said in the book of Revelation 1:18, "I am He that liveth and was dead, but I'm alive forevermore. I've got the keys of hell and death." You know what? Paul just told us in Romans 5:10? He said, much more being reconciled by His death. Hey, we're saved by His life. Hallelujah. Friend, listen, I'm glad to know today that I'm saved and on my way to heaven, and there's not enough devils and demons in hell that can do anything about it. That can change it. Listen to what he said. Look at Romans chapter 8, verse 1. "There is therefore now no condemnation to those who are in Christ Jesus." Listen, isn't that good? That's where I'm at. I'm in Him. He said in the book of 2 Corinthians 5:17, "If any man be," now here's the key phrase, "in Christ, we are a new creature. Old things have passed away, but all things have become new." I'm telling you, Paul loved that phrase so much that he used it no less than 130 times in the 14 epistles that he wrote. Isn't that amazing? I like that. Don't you? You said, "Well, preacher, what kind of salvation do we have?" Well, let's see what the Word of God says in the book of Hebrews chapter 5, I believe it is, verse 9. Listen to what the Word of God says. "And being made perfect," talking about Jesus Christ, "He became the author of eternal salvation unto all them that obey Him." You know what John 3:16 says? "For God so loved the world that He gave His only begotten Son, that whosoever believeth in Him should not perish, but have everlasting life." Listen to what John said in their text verse again. "These things written unto you that believe, that you might that believe in the name of the Son of God, that you may know that you have eternal life." In the book of John chapter 20, verses 30 and 31, I believe it is, John says something absolutely amazing, and here's what he said. He said, "And many other signs true to Jesus in the presence of His disciples, which are not written in this book, but these are written that you might believe that Jesus is the Christ, the Son of God, and that believing you might have life through His name. Hebrews 5:9 again says He became the author of eternal salvation. Well, that means, bless God, once you get it, it never ends. Once you get it, bless God, you can know it. There's a no-so salvation. There's a salvation, bless God, that Jesus provides that is eternal. And by the way, it's the only kind of salvation that Jesus Christ knows. Listen what the writer of Hebrew goes on to say in verse 12 and 15 of chapter 9 of this great book of the Hebrews. Not by the blood of goats and calves, but by His own blood entered in once into the holy place. Now watch this. Having obtained eternal redemption for us. That's me and you, sir, ma'am, me and you that are sinners saved by grace. And all of you that want to be saved. Listen to what He said in verse 15. He said, and for this cause He is the mediator of the New Testament, that by means of death for the redemption of the transgression that were under the first testament, they also are called might receive the promise of eternal inheritance. Can I tell you, friend, listen, I already told you that He died to save us. And He lives to keep us that way. In the same book of Hebrews, while I'm so close, I'll just get you two more verses. In chapter 7, verse 25, talking about this man Jesus, who is made a high priest after the order of Melchizedek, after the order of an endless life. Hey, you know why it's eternal? We're in Christ and He's in us. And listen, because He is eternal, because He is, glory to God, He is, was, and always shall be. Thank God, and I'm in Him, I am too. Hallelujah. There was a time when I wasn't, but now that I am, there will never be a time that I will not be. As long as He lives, I'll live. As long as He's in heaven, I'll be in heaven. How the Bible says, for such an high priest became us. He said, wherefore He is able to save them to the uttermost. That word uttermost means all the way to the end. That makes me think of a verse out of Philippians 1:6. He that hath begun a good work in you shall perform it until the day of redemption. Ah, thank God. Listen, He gives us eternal life. Look, if all the life that you've got is, maybe you say, well, I got saved 5 years ago, but now I'm lost, and if I die, I'm going to hell. All you got is 5 year life. The Bible doesn't teach that. Nowhere does the Bible teach 3 years of Christianity, 5 years of Christianity, 20 years or 40 years of Christianity. Bless God, and then you lose it and die and go to hell. Hey, you know what it teaches? It teaches that those who put their trust and faith in the finished work that Jesus Christ had accomplished for the glory of God at a place called Calvary, where He was crucified, when He was buried and resurrected. Hey, the Bible tells us that we've got eternal life because we've got Him. Back to 7:25 of Hebrews. He said this. He said, wherefore He's able to save them to the uttermost that come to Him, seeing that He listened unto God by Him, seeing that He ever liveth to make intercession for them. In chapter 9, the Word of God teaches us something very, very important. It teaches us, hallelujah, that Jesus is in heaven making intercession for me and you. Isn't that wonderful? He said, for Christ is not entered into the holy place made without hands, which are, figure the true, but into heaven itself, now to appear in the presence of God for us all. That's verse 24 in chapter 9. Hallelujah, friend, listen. I'm glad to be saved to know it. Hey, I've got a no-so salvation. There was a time I didn't believe that. There was a time I didn't understand it. There was a time that I took the tradition of man instead of the Word of God. But you know what I do now? I just let God speak. I just let Him speak. I just let Him say anything He wants. I just let Him tell me, bless God, what He wants to tell me. Listen to Jude in verse 1, the only chapter in that book. Jude, the servant of Jesus Christ and brother of James, to them that are sanctified by God the Father and preserved in Jesus Christ and called. You know what that tells us? We're sanctified, we're secure, and we're selected by the grace of God. Listen to what he said, one of the greatest, if not the greatest chapters in the New Testament, if not in the entire Word of God. Verses 30 and following of the book of Romans, chapter 8. I've already read to you verse 1, or quoted to you verse 1. He said in verse 30 and following, he said, "Moreover, whom he did predestinate." Now watch how this is written. "Them he also called. Whom he called, them he also justified. And whom he justified, them he also glorified." Hey, can I tell you, friend, in the sight of God, I'm as good as in heaven as if I were there. And being in Christ in many ways, I am there. Hey, listen, when he saved me in the past, he justified me. Hey, bless God, in the sight of God, it was as if I was glorified that day. He goes on to say, what shall we say in verse 31? What shall we then say to those things? If or since, or in light of the fact God before us, who can be against us? He that spared not his own son, but delivered him up for our sins. How? For us all. How shall he not with him also freely give us all things? I'm going on in 33 and 4. Who shall lay anything to the charge of God's elect? It is God that justified. Who is he that condemneth? It is Christ that died. Yea, rather, that is risen, who is at the right hand of God, who also maketh intercession for us. He goes on in verses 33. I'm down to verse 39, asking the question, who shall separate us from the love of God? Now, Paul goes through a list of things, and he comes to a conclusion. He said, neither height nor depth, nor any other creature shall be able to separate us from the love of God, which is in Christ, Jesus our Lord. You know what Jesus said? Jesus said, all that the Father giveth me are mine. He said, I've not lost any. Listen to what he said in John chapter 10, I believe it is, verses 27, 8 and 9. He said, my sheep hear my voice, and I know them, and they know me, and I give unto them. Now listen, he didn't say a year of eternity. He didn't say a year of life. He didn't say 5 years. He didn't say 10 years. He didn't say 20. But he said, I give unto them eternal life, and they shall never perish, neither shall any man pluck them out of my hand. My Father which gave them me is greater than all, and no man is able to pluck them out of my Father's hand. You know what I believe no man means? I believe it means no man. Now, I don't know about you, but listen, bless God. I've quit trusting in myself. I've quit trusting in my works. I've quit trusting in what I can do outside of putting my faith in the finished work of Christ. I've done what Paul said he did in the book of 2 Timothy 1:12, where he said, listen, he said, I am persuaded that he is able to keep that which I have committed unto him against that day. You know what Paul committed to him? He committed to him his soul unto safekeeping. Are you persuaded of that, sir? Are you persuaded of that, ma'am? Hey, listen, friend, it's not our sacrifice, but his that makes all of this profitable or possible. It's not our life, but his life. I'm telling you, friend, listen, what we need to do is quit emphasizing man and start emphasizing God. When you say, now, preacher, and I don't have time to develop this, if I believe what you believe, I'd just sin all the time. No, you wouldn't. Bless God, if you're really saved, you become a new creature in Christ. Old things have passed away. Behold, all things have become new. Just like Adrian Rogers says, you wouldn't run to sin if you're saved. Bless God, you'll run away from it. Hey, I'm glad to know that I'm saved. I'm glad to know that I'm safe. I'm glad to know that I'm secure in Christ Jesus. I'm glad to know that I've got eternal life. life, that it is a gift that God gives to me. That's not of works, lest any man should boast. I'm glad today, thank God, that I've got the liberty, to serve Him, that I can do it with confidence, that I can do it with comfort, that I can do it with assurance, and that He'll accept me, that He has already accepted me in the Beloved. Thank God, I'm glad He owns me. I'm glad He's sealed me with His Spirit. I'm glad He's put His stamp of approval upon me. I'm glad that He taken in with that sealing of the Spirit, He's taken the responsibility to get me through. Hey, listen, a seal shows ownership. A seal shows something, I bless God, different than what it does on a mason jar or on an envelope. Hey, I'm telling you, friend, those can be broken, but you can't break the power of God. I'm telling you, friend, listen, John said, these things are written that you might know that you have eternal life. Do you know Jesus? Do you know Him as your Savior? Have you repented of your sin? Have you asked God to save you? Have you said, Lord, I'm a sinner? Have you gone to Him broken and bruised? Listen, go to Him today and say, God, save me, a sinner. I don't want to die lost. I want to go to that place called heaven. Hey, receive Him by faith, and He'll give you the grace that'll make you a child of the King. Hey, it's a no-soul salvation. Thank God.
You are my Savior.
Thank you, friend, for listening to Inspirational Truths today. It is our prayer that the message and the song has been a blessing to your soul and has in some way ministered to your heart. We hope that you will make plans to join us every week at the same time. If you have a special request that you would like us to know about, please feel free to write us and we will be sure to pray about your request, whatever it is. If you'd like to contact us, our address is Inspirational Truths, P.O. Box 10004, Charleston, West Virginia, 25357. That's Inspirational Truths, P.O. Box 10004, Charleston, West Virginia, 25357. Or on the web at TOMANDDEBBIE at inspirationaltruths.com. That's Tom and Debbie at inspirationaltruths.com. Remember, friend, this is a work of faith. We need both your prayers and your listening ear. Now until the next time, it is our prayer that God will richly bless both you and yours.